For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning to everyone out there. Good morning, good morning. God bless you all. I was listening back to yesterday's broadcast. If you get a chance, go to the radio menu page on our website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and click that. That was an interruption by God for me to share what I shared yesterday, a bit of my testimony of how I got broken from works to understand and receive grace. And man, it was almost like I just got swept up as I was opening the broadcast, and I just love this. God took over. The Holy Ghost within me just said, we're going in this direction, and just flowed like a river coming out of me. But if you just need to get a reminder that it's the love of God, not any works, not any performance, not any brownie points you could do to earn His love, you need to listen to yesterday's broadcast. It was a life changer for me, what I was describing yesterday, from the years of 1992 to 1995. Stepped down off of everything and went out to that Baptist seminary and sat in the rows of those books to learn about the love of God. Because I was spent. I had been doing works, thinking that's the way to keep His love. And I was so wrong. He loves me just because. And He loves you just because. So anyway, we're in Ephesians 4, as I wipe a tear off my cheek. Whew. Verse 1, Paul says, man, I am begging you. You know, I'm just begging you to lead a life worthy of your calling. And we talked about in the earlier part of the week, worthy is a balance of scales, like an attorney in an attorney's office. You'll see it on his desk. On the left-hand side, because of everything God is and everything He's done, the right side of the scales should display or emanate out of your life what God has done. Is there a balance? He says, I beg for you to do that. You know, we're on display, aren't we, my brethren, to the world, let alone to our own selves, let alone renewing our minds and our hearts on what the new kingdom that we've been bought into is like. But we're also on display to the world. What will it take, my friend? For instance, I gave the example of 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're now a new creature in Christ when Jesus Christ comes to live inside of you. To put that on the scales, that's on the left side. On the right side, what would your life look like? What would it look like if you really are living that out? What would it be balanced like? Well, I think love. You'd be walking in the love of God. You wouldn't constantly be pulling from your own reasoning. You would understand the Holy Ghost flows within you. Your identity would now be in who God is and not just in works. But my friend, to genuinely believe and embrace these realities, you will have to have a consistent discipline and exposure to the Word of God. You see, you got to change your belief before your behavior will change. And that comes from consistent time alone with God, the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God, all combined. But once you do and start getting in that flow, the scales will balance. Your life will be worthy. It'll show it. Worthy on the left side with corresponding actions on the right. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.